So Mishi Yotze Chutz Tchuma Filo Ama Achas. Lo Yikonas Dias Kibna Hivir. Veino Ela Arba Amas Miamidas Raglo Belochutz. He can't go back to regain his status of being part of the city and having 2,000 Amas. He has only 4 Amas. And the Mechavras Chita is the 4 Amas he has. Remember, we had Mechavras before, does he get 4 Amas in one direction or all directions? The Shulchan Aruch Shita was in all, one direction. Ramah was in all directions. According to Mechavra, he has one direction, and we're going to say since he was going in that way, we say that was his direction, he gets 4 Amas that way. He gets 4 Amas going further and past the Tchum.
Out of the city.
Out of the city. Okay.
Right, so would the Ramah let him go back in since he gives the 4 Amas?
Yes, we'll see what that is. Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I assume when he's out of the tomb, it's with both feet.
Well, we'll get the one for the next step. Okay. Because Leah is Rosalem of the Lotema, the Amma Achas Lochoshav Yitzia, Mamela Hukibneir. Don't think that one Amma, it's just one Amma, that's okay. No, even one Amma is a problem. Bays, Mimina's Ragam of the Chutz. He gets nothing going back the other way. After Valai Kuliyama Yochel Levarhar, Amashul of the Chotzachia. So we said, according to the Shulchan Aruch, usually you get Dalai Lamas in one direction, you get to pick which direction it is. Shani Hochel, the Kemish, his goal, Alechaz, Alebrze, he was going in that direction. He went out the Tumi, he went that way. So that indicates he wants to get the Dalai Lamas. That's where he's going. That's his direction. That's his. Where's the Dalai Lama? Then the Rak Arba Amas, he only gets 4 Amas in one direction. The Yesh Arba Amas to Chol Tzad, he gets 4 Amas in all directions. We pass him like that sheet. He can go back towards the city for 4 Amas. So now we can go back 3 Amas back towards the, inside the Tchum. Now, what happens then? This is the case of a person who went out of intention. That if he went out by mistake, Ernest means something forced him to go out, or he was preoccupied, he didn't notice. Okay? So the law like this. He's given a friend. Choshal Yotzim in a Tchum Arba Amos. If he didn't go for Amos, what the law is here? He can go back, even according to the Shulchan Aruch. Since he has 4 Amos, which allows him, and he's allowed to go backwards in the 4 Amos. So he can go back in. And once that's true, once he's back in the Tchum, so like he didn't go. If you haven't went 4 Amos, so you're able to go back in.
I'm a little confused. How do we go? I'm missing the part where you're going from 1 Amma to 4. How did we get?
So, even according to the Mechaber, weaker than you get to pick your 4 Ammas in which direction it is.
Okay.
So we're going to be made like this. We're going to say, in the case a person went out unintentionally, so we'll let him pick his 4 Ammas back towards the Tchum. So as long as he didn't go 4 Ammas, he can go back towards the Tchum.
Okay.
Now he's inside of the Tchum.
So he can walk with whatever he wants.
Then we put him back as if he was never left.
Like he never left.
If he went out the maze, we're not going to give him that tool. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says a case of the Dvar Mitzvah. Now, there is, we'll see later on, there's a loch of a person leaves the tomb for the Dvar Mitzvah. Bonafide Dvar Mitzvah, he's allowed to actually come back, period, even if he goes way beyond. Over here, the Mishnah Berurah has a case where if it's Dvar Mitzvah, he can come back as long as he's within Dalai Lama's. So in the most tradition, they bring the Chazon Ish, ask the Kasha, I don't understand what the case is. A bona fide Dvar Mitzvah allows you to come back even if you went beyond the Dalai Lamas. So what's this, like half Dvar Mitzvah? Like what is that referring to? He's not sure what this is referring to. Okay. Sif Beis. He stepped out with one foot outside of the room. He says, "Oive." This, right? What happens? You can't see. He can come back. The Basar Ruba Shadina. Given the Havi El Ragla Achas Chusatrum, but Dain Ruba Sachatrum, Helchi Yikonis. In general, the way you walk is you put your foot forward, so you don't put your whole body forward, you put your foot forward. So it means the body is still behind, so the body has not left. Now, Fima Shaksab and Liel Shayesha Shira Ba'amas Chusatrum. That he has four Amas. When he goes out, he can come back. So we'll say this in case he went out by oinus or he was teared and he went out, he stepped out, but still one foot is in, so he can go back. It'd be the same thing as before. Okay. Gimel. Shabbos started that he was out in the field and he was one amma beyond the tomb of the city. He can't then enter in and say, listen, I have Dalai Lama, so I can go in and now I'm part of that city. So in the case before which we were discussing was he started out in the city originally. That was his tomb. He left and he's going back into it. So now he becomes like the pity of people again. Over here, never was a school to start with. Shabbos started, he was out in the field. So he can't go in the school of the city and say, okay, I have the Dalai Lama, so I move in, now I'm in the school, I have the school of the city. But Banish Moshes, you didn't have that. So over there, Banim Halakhal Arbaim, the Chabruach, and Malcolm Shakirish Lava Yon. So he gets 2,000 Amas from where he is, and that's it.
Out of that 2,000 amas is in the city.
Will overlap to the city. 2,000 will take him right one am outside of the city.
Where do you get it from?
He's one am outside of the 2,000 amas.
Oh, he's one am outside of 2,000 amas.
That he just missed.
That applies in this case, but
doesn't apply in that case. Now, we had before a case, a person was traveling towards the city and he stopped there within the tomb without realizing it. Then he wakes up in the morning, realizes he's within the tomb, that's where he wanted to go. He gets it into the tomb of the city. He wanted to go to the city and he was in the tomb of the city when Shabbos started. That's enough. We had before. So he gets the whole city and 2,000 amas in the other direction. But in this case, he was actually outside of the tomb. One am. In Allah, Pai Mama, Sabim Makai Mesha Shem. Hashem gets 2,000 amas from where he is, and that's it. He can't go in, Leos Kivnei, to join, be like the members of the city. Even if he theoretically he could go into the city a little bit, how is that? Because really he has 2,004 amas. He's 2,001 amas outside of the city. Because you get Dalai Lama, then you count your 2,000 amas. So he can walk 3 amas into the city. Right? That's mixes, right? He gets 3 amas in the city. He gets 2,000 amas after the 4 amas. Because they help us mention Sadi Zayin. So really, he can go into the city already. So you would say, oh, once he's in the city, he's in the city. No. Come welcome. In an extra, I get a Zelios given a year. She and Mutala Leilach, Vesecha, Valpayim, Siva. You can't go in the city and go beyond another 2,000 hours. Keep like a pun, Kiddish, Kiddish, Ayar, and Mahoyo, Chutz, the Tumah here. Because over here, he was outside of the city at the time of the Kiddish. Time of the Kiddish. Okay. Interesting. Then Shifty Halach, interesting. We had this idea once before. It's a Gemara. Misha Yotzei Tchus Tchum Shlo Dadas. A person went out of the tomb without realizing it. Okay. Mutal Lasses Lo Mechitza Shal Bnei Adam Sheervu Lo Isa Ruach. Vechelam Leilach Sham. Yasa Sibiv Kamo Mechitza Veikanes Beinehem. Once he's inside of the mechitzas, inside mechitzas, he's allowed to walk the whole mechitzas. So we're going to make mechitzas for him. We're going to get a group of people and make a mechitzas bnei adam around him.
And then?
So now he's inside of the mechitza.
Okay. So then
now they can. So now, but the look, so in the pnei mishabur, that, you know, has a picture of whatever. Grang gang and rizigang and the thraim.
Yeah.
And Al Chassidim state on the arumem. And then they're allowed him back to the city.
Yeah.
Because as long as he walks inside of the mechitza, he can walk. So either the picture would be.
But he's out of the tum now.
Yeah, but right. But once he's inside of the mechitza, the rules you can move.
But how are they going to?
They made a rule. They were in the case that they were Ma'ariv Lo Yisitza. They made an error to go to that tum. Right. So,
but didn't you say the last time that we're doing this little trick that they can't know it?
They can't know. So the case.
How do you do that? That's the.
So it's very easy. The case of the Rebbe said, "No, again, I'll erase it."
So what did the Misnag then do? They don't go out of the city.
So they don't go. So again, I'm kegging the Rebbe. Come on, the Rebbe's done. Okay.
A real stretch.
Exactly, we're going to stretch out.
Yeah, I know.
Not only that, the locha is we can even make the mechitza. So we do it one of two ways. We can make them around him, and he can walk within them.
Yeah,
but they have to make sure there's no gap. They
right,
have to walk like a phalanx. You know,
get the fat chassidim his list.
Or he says you can even draw a very long, you know, circle. You know, like have it, you know, around
a dance.
A dance, right? So they make it all the way out, all the way even back to the city if you want. You can make it 2,000 hours long if you want.
Do you have enough chassidim?
You have enough chassidim. Right? It has to be tight because it can't be gaps.
Hello, good evening.
The people who are the walls can't know that they're brought there to be walls. Fine.
This, why can't they know? Why is it?
We'll see. Secret? We'll see.
Now, I remember from last time. I remember it was like a stretch that you get out of here, that they won't know. I remember why they didn't.
Okay, well, we'll see.
If they know, then they're not real walls.
So this is only had to be went out Shalom the Das. We're going to use this cool of he went out unaware. So the picture over there, they have a picture of this fellow looking like this, you know, tracht and learn. Next thing you know, he's outside the tomb, you know. Right, but the guy goes up to this, you know. Tough luck on him. Oh, so that, we're not going to let that happen. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah. This is cut involved. Shalom Das, we went up on this. Something caused it. He didn't realize he went out. Who were the Dvar Mitzvah? He went out of the Dvar Mitzvah. So all these are more cool, dick. So Mutter, we can make a mechitza. Rotzalem. Shazam Litzakana. Shiatzam Litzakhtuma. The more solution is, we have to find a solution. The more it says, the Meister says, there was a person, Nechemia Ben Barchan Eloi, who went out Chusatum, and one of the Meroyim said, Oy vey, we got to go come up with a solution how to get him back in. No, he's stuck out there open. So we make this the Kana. Who came to Yotz? After the Rakar Banas. Kamalam, the Mahayisha Machitzes, Mudul Lalav, Chol Rechav Machitzes. If he would enter in, let's say there was a big corral out there. He went beyond the tomb, he went inside the corral, which is fenced off. And he says, Oh, I'm outside the tomb, there's no problem. That's true, but you're allowed to walk that area inside of the Machitzes. Because we consider the area which is enclosed like his dalanas. Commercial custom look among. We'll see this later on.
Okay.
We make a group of people which will act like a wall back to the school. See, a lot of walkers in that area. It's all dalanas. Go back into the storm. So this is the equivalent of now he's back inside of his tomb, not like a case of prison. Like if a person went out illegally, he said, you know what, Oyvei, I'm going back. Illegally. Tough luck. That's not going to work. We don't give them all year in the moment. Everything is fine. But a person went back legally because he had these people surrounding him. He had this enclosure. So that's an enclosure. So he's allowed to walk. So now he's back in the tchum legally. Then he can go the whole tchum.
Even if you're saying that they could go out because they made an eruv beit chumen.
The only case it would be if the case they made would work with them is they had a different tchum than he had. The group was helping him had a different tchum than he had.
Or you need different tchum.
If they had the same tchum as him, they can't go out then either. He's bound the tchum, so they have the same problem.
Don't they have to have the same tchum as he does so they can go out?
Here's the city and here's the tchum.
Yeah.
And the tchum ends there. He went beyond that. So he started here beginning of Shabbos, and they started here beginning of Shabbos.
Yeah.
They can't go out and surround it, and they can't go beyond the tchum that's around.
Right.
So the only case would be possible if you had some people in the city who had a different tchum.
Okay, where would
they? They had a Reuben tchum from here, so their tchum goes way over there.
Okay.
So they can go be around him and make him a pizza and bring him back.
Because they're going, okay. So they get another 2,000 amas so they can go out further. But and just happened to be that they made it anyway and
again,
went out accidentally.
Again, we're saying halacha that you're allowed to do it.
We're talking real guzma. I mean,
it's not a question of guzma, it's a valid halacha.
I mean, they just happened to make a tchum and he happened to walk accidentally. This is like, to me, if that was a rebbe, you would say he did a maifas here. I mean, this is like miraculous. The set of coincidences.
Becoming a chassid already.
I left that. It's a minor miracle that they happened to have made a tchum and he happened to walk out. They knew where to make it. I can't believe the Shulchan Aruch is talking about a case that's like one in a million. I mean, what are the chances of that?
You're such a misnagger. No, the halacha is saying, this works. If you don't have the halacha, you're allowed to make the mistake.
So this is theoretic. I mean, this can't be real, can it?
Chances are, usually in most cases, it wouldn't be able to work.
And then they can't even know that. And then you have to fool them all, and none of them learned the Mishnah Berurah because the Hasidim said they don't learn the Mishnah Berurah because they didn't know any of this. I mean, what are the chances of that?
Okay, fine.
So it must be like theoretic. It's,
Well, the more says the case they actually were able to do it. The more actually says the story where they were able to do it. So that must have been a Rebbe. Was an Marfis of an Amara. Well, Amara you can do Marfis. That you can live with, right? Just Rebbe, but the Amara, the Gemara can do Marfis.
You make him Marfis. Maybe he could move. He could do Kvitzes Haderech and have himself in the city here.
Okay,
if you're ready, do it.
Okay. They can bring him back to the tchum. Once he's in the tchum, he doesn't need the mechitzas anymore. He's in the tchum. Furthermore, if he mashik sabno liel sif cotton bays b'shem of Christ, afim lo higia mechitzas shabani adam at toich tchum mamish. Even if they don't get him back into the tchum. They get him to within 4 amas of the tchum. So they plant him down within 4 amas of the tchum. Within 4 amas of the tchum, he's allowed to go into the tchum. And once he's in, he's in. So he can go back in those 4 amas, and they get him back in. Who shall get? I'm a submission some pays. He's buyer. So within Shinsan Beis, he goes to the point. So one of the points is we said over there that they can't know because this, obviously there's a potential element of zil. So we can just make these machitzas. I mean, the law over there was even more common. They're actually allowed to carry based on these people. Here's the issue of walking beyond the tomb. There, the issue was how much carrying. We said they could do it. Right, so that's obviously potentially that's a real zilzal in Shabbos that the guy can carry because these people are surrounding him.
Comes if a guy builds the walls, real walls, not human walls, but real walls.
So that works.
That would work too.
Well, that was what we had before. That was the case of the Bika. Simon Tov Gimel. Person felt for Shabbos in the Bika, and the Goyim made mechitzas.
Yeah, right. So that would work.
So since he wasn't Shabbos, having mechitzas, he doesn't get the din of Dabda like the Al-Alamas. See, well, this is a different case, and the Mishabarak asks why is that case different over here than Tav Hei? In case we're learning now, what's the difference? Yeah. So he said, well, they can't know. So now the Mishabarak, with their points, the Shartian says that the whole problem is that you can come to Zilzul Shabbos. Therefore, the other halachas, they could know about it. One example, which I think we discussed then, was I was once. One of the big problems you have in Simchas Torah is sitting down during the Kavkos. Because people are walking around with Sefer Torah. People walk around with Sefer Torah, and the halacha is you can't sit when the Sefer Torah has not been kamer.
People do sit there.
That's a big problem. Right. So this yeshiva had two weights. As they did. First thing they did is, in between the hakov, in between the hakovs, and they would sing the thing. Everybody would put the Sefer down on the beam. Nobody would they're singing the song. Everybody, the Sefer Torah, the Sefer like singing, they're shuckling. Nobody let to sit while he's singing, they're shuckling. So put the Sefer Torah down. Or sit down with the Sefer Torah.
If he's sitting with the
safe
Torah, then that's
not if it's a gilim kaima, it's told someone that's moving or standing ready to be moved, it's a problem. But there's an etzim mechitzas b'nei adam. So what they did was that they were always mocked. They'll see what Torah stayed in the inner circle. There's an outer circle, people dancing around. So people who needed to sit, the older people who needed to sit, would sit outside of the outer circle. So they're always mocked with to make sure there's a mechitzas b'nei adam, because that counts like a mechitzas, like a different mocha.
That's assuming you're saying. First of all, they can't know about.
So the Shartian says that this halacha that they can't know is only by Shabbos, because by Shabbos we're afraid they're going to come to Mizalos. That's a mechitzah, but it doesn't work even if they know about it.
And how close do they have to be to each other? They
have to be longer.
A 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Do they have to be close?
Yeah. Right. So I guess they have to like each other.
Not necessarily.
So that was an answer that they did with that. I thought it was such a smart idea. I remember the one said, "Well, he's like, I don't know what this thing is. Achieving guy, he's never looked at the Arabic. Like, what are you talking about? Those decisions, I don't know.
Yeah.
It does exist. that's an answer that they can use. Okay, Yud Aleph. Das also the Ray of who I'm who Masechah Mechitzas Gemuras and Rishali Kei Gav the Lel Chiyas Amir Abahamas because the Kamei said Vol Oshem Mechitzas Ben Yod. In the case was a guy went out intentionally, he ended up inside Mechitzas. Oh, Mechitzas like Al Ramas. That's only if a guy went out with some level of a shugging. If a guy went out with Das intentionally, he said, "Buddy, I don't care where you are, you get the Al Ramas, and that's it." So Mechitzas Ben Yod is not going to help him. Only get the Al-Anamas. Okay.
Right, that's
towards Eretz Yisrael. That's Hey. Mi shehotzi'u chutz l'tchum ha'avdei kechav. The Goyim took him outside of his tomb. It was against his will. By ruach ruach, the person lost his mind and started running around like a mishugah. No, he ran out beyond his tomb and then he came to himself and said, "Where am I? I'm outside of the tomb." Oshar kolonis, any other situation which wasn't under his control. Moshe Shagav B'Yotza, or it wasn't the Oynis. He just made a mistake and he went out. And the Elah Arba Amos. The Loch is that even though he went out by Oynis, he gets Elah Amos in that sense. He's out telling them to. But one thing we're going to make Hechziru Sechatru. If then this situation brought him back in, the Goyim says, he says, okay, Jim, we're going to take you again. And they pick him and move him back towards the tomb. So again, it again happened without his intent. So then we say, Kilo lo yotzo. Nothing happened. It's like he never left. Rekol here, Karba Amos, Kivitkila, the city's like Dalad Amos, Ruchutzal by Mamma, Lechobru, he gets 2,000 Amos in all directions. That's if he was taken out, Boynus, and he was brought back. He went out for Oynis. But he said, okay, I'm going back. I don't care, I'm going back. So he went back with Das against the Allah. And the Allah Arba Hamas. He only gets the Allah Hamas. Okay. So the Mishnah from Hagoa. Chenim Nichus the Svino. V'yotza Svino Chutzil Tum V'chazil Acharev. So he went into the ship. Mishmur says the case was he was kind of shvisa in the Yabosha. He went to the ship without the intent that the ship should be going out, going away. He just went into the ship, they're on the water, so they'll just sit down there a little bit. Next thing you know, the wind comes along, blows the ship out, and he goes beyond the tomb. Then the wind blows it back in. Mechazel Acharei comes back. The normal she flicked Mishama comes back to the pier. That's like a case where the Goyim took him out, the Goyim brought him back in. It's the same
thing. Not exactly the same. The Goyim, he had no choice. Ship he didn't have to go on to.
That's true, but once he's there, whatever happened afterwards was.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, after when, but I mean, no one forced them.
The bear digger bet, yeah, 100%. The bear digger
bet. To go in the ship. The guy, what could he do? I mean, yeah. He got kidnapped, what could he do?
The first kiddush is, even though the person was taken out against his will, it's only his alanamas. Obviously, if he went out of amazing, he only gets alanamas. He's went wild. And ran around like a sugar, and he went past the tomb. And then he became healthy again. He relaxed. After Kolsh Kane, who he did Oynis, if Oynis is only Gatalanamis, Shergi, which is not as lenient, which only Gatalanamis. Now, because then we should say, Zuru, Mahani Philip is said. But the point he mentioned it, because that is a Kiddush in the Sefer, they brought him back in, even though he went out for Shergi. So it wasn't an Oynis. He went out because he wasn't careful. He was careless. He made a mistake. That's some elements of negligence in his part. Then he comes back. So we say that something brought him back again to striking. So I said, maybe not. Doesn't help. No, it helps. That once he's back in, he's back in. El Arba'amis, only thought of. I only have a submission. Said, go ahead, Christian Arba'amis. We had the machloek is how you calculate your Dalai Lamas. Is it in all directions? Is it only one direction? How do we make a square? You gain the corners, you know, all the halachos we said before. In Chazal Adas, he went back intentionally. It's a learner, Brotzen of Adas, being aware and intentionally coming back. Lafuke im shaga v'chazer chashim kilo hetziru. If it was a mistake that he came back, that was also a mistake. So then, it's like the Goyim brought him back in. He went back intentionally, he only gets the Dalanam. So Rabdakash Lanitos the Eroy. But this is all talking about he's in the tomb of the city. So he went down the tomb, came back intentionally. Dalanam. That's it. Let's see Mamash walk back all the way to the city. Illegally. He gets the Allah. Right? But now he's in the city. Lanitos of the Eroy, we kept his machitzes, even though he should not have done that. He Kula Karbamas, once it has walls around it, like Dalanam. So even though he went out with us and he came back with us, which is wrong, or he went out and he came back with us, which is wrong, if he ended up back inside the city, he gets the whole city. We'll talk about that more later on. The case was where at the beginning of Shabbos he was on the dry land. You went into the ship just to sit in it. So, you know, a person has a houseboat. He went in the ship just to sit down, sit in his living room. He had no intention to go. The Nichas Lahavik, if he went in there with intention to go out to go out from the pier, it's called he went with intentionally. Meanwhile, the ship went out to sea. He went to a point where there's the height is within the 10 tefachim from the ground of the water to the ship, so it's called he's outside the tool. You can't hold your osel on the house, so he died to the water where she can't go back. If the wind blew it back, so then we'll be making, we're not going to be stringent with him and say, buddy, you can't, you're the only valid. Okay, let's hold it here.